You know, when we were talking about exhortation, encouraging, and really kind of helping one another to just do what we're supposed to do and to do more. And when we think about this, we think about the idea of persuading each other, persuading one another to actually go the extra mile, or persuading one another to think right, or persuading one another to evangelize and encourage, to edify. And the more I was thinking about this particular idea of edification and exhortation, it made me think about the attitude that Paul had. A couple passages I want us to think about. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 in verse number 3. And when Paul would exhort, when he would persuade to do that which was right, that which was righteous, pleasing God, serving the church, being the best that they can be, he said that our exhortation in verse number 3, it didn't come from error or from a deceitful motive, if you will. And notice what he says. He said, for our exhortation did not come from error or uncleanness, nor was it in deceit. We had good motives when we were exhorting you, persuading you, encouraging you to do that which is right. And the more I consider that, I think about people who have ulterior motives for other people doing that which is right. Well, because they benefit from it. Well, even though we all benefit from it, our motive ought to be because this is what God desires. It's for a better life. It's for a better congregation. It's for a better society. And the Hebrews writer in Hebrews 13 and verse number 22, he told the brethren to allow the exhortation. Suffer the exhortation. Allow the word of God to have free course in your heart, in your mind, in your will. For if you do that, it's going to stir you up to actually go the extra mile and stir you up to actually do the will of God. So exhortation all this month we have been talking about is the idea of just persuading, stirring up, helping one another to truly do that which is right, wherever we are and in all particular genres of life. But look at Hebrews 12 and verse number 3-5. He says, for consider him, Hebrews 12, 3-5, for consider him who endures such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. And so I was thinking about that. Hold on, our exhortation should not be of error. It should not be of ulterior motives that are wrong. And our exhortation should not be forgotten. And here he says our exhortation here comes forth from the word of God. And so when we are exhorting one another, encouraging one another, well, sometimes every now and then we need to be chastened. We need to be corrected. I told the teens and the college students a few minutes ago, there's no one that's always right. God is the one, and he's always right. He's never wrong. There's a possibility for me to be wrong at home, here, in the world, on my job. It's a possibility for me to be wrong, but God is never wrong, which means that every now and then I may need to be corrected, and that's okay too. Don't despise the exhortation. Don't despise it. And so I leave you with this. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I found this very encouraging. Almost every single book in the New Testament, well, let me take that back, epistles, ended with some type of exhortation, some type of persuasion, some type of if I could say it this way, like a cheerleading, we can do this almost. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 14-23, we see a series of exhortations. Notice, now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold or support the weak, be patient with all men. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. In other words, allow the word of God to have free course. Do not despise prophecies. In this particular case, allow the word of God to be preached. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly or completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, did you hear the exhortation that Paul was given to the church at Thessalonica? This is just raw exhortation. We don't even have to give any commentary on it. Can you imagine being exhorted by the Apostle Paul or the Apostle Peter, and he's telling you, warn those who are unruly, support the weak, help those who are in need? We need to be persuaded and exhorted to do that even today in the first century church today here in 2025. We need to be exhorted, need to be encouraged, because every now and then we look within instead of looking out. Every now and then we find ourselves not being those who exhort or encourage, and we need to exhort others to be more like Christ. If you're not a child of God, we want to exhort you to consider the gospel. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins and confess Christ to be Lord and be buried in water for the remission of your sins, and God will do something amazing in your life. He'll forgive you for everything you've done wrong. He'll add you to his son's church, the church of Christ. Live faithful unto death, and he'll give you the crown of life. Perhaps you need exhortation to do what is right tonight. You need special prayer. Let us do that for you as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.